Okay, we're continuing the Bavavir on page Kuf Lamed Tes. And we discussed this difficult concept of starting out from a separate position from Hashem. We're discussing the, what the Svarim write is this apparent paradox of you want to get close to Hashem, you want to get into the inner aspect of yourself, but Hashem is, from our perspective, beyond us. So it takes us beyond ourselves and not into ourselves. So that's a challenge. So, and there's a great danger. If you could talk to Hashem and you're going outside yourself and totally you could forget yourself. So, although he said the highest level is to understand that Hashem is part of oneself. So, and when he's speaking to Hashem, he's not speaking to a separate entity. So how is this going to all work over here? So he said first, it's a long process. And so he says there's two ways in this service. The first one is a person has to work with himself. And second is with Hashem. And, in other words, in a general way, the first point is that the person starts from, is from this point of separateness. And then he goes to Hashem, and then back to himself, and back to Hashem, and back to himself. So let's continue with this idea which we ended off yesterday. Bottom paragraph on Kuf Lamed Tes. Hanakuda Rishona Nidreshes Hi Hakaras Ha'adam. The first point that is necessary is that a person must recognize himself. Imein Adam, if there isn't the person, Mi Medaber Na Rabbeinu, who could speak with Hashem? If you don't exist, who's talking to Hashem? Lachain, therefore, Reishis call, the first step is, Tzarech Adam Lahakir Ba'akora Bruah, who wrote, Set Ledaber Rabbeinu. The first thing a person has to have a clear recognition is that he is the one who wants to speak with Hashem. It is you. You are the one who wants to speak to Hashem. Yesh Ani, there's an Ani, Shebo Ledaber, next page, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is the I that wants to speak before Hashem, just like when we wake up in the morning, Mode Ani Lefanecha. I give thanks before you. Kodem Tzarech She'ani, V'rak Achrei Chein Lefanecha. First has to be the I, and then comes the before you, which is Hashem. All right, so that's the first thing. You've got to recognize that you too exist. And it's the starting place. You have to have this as a starting place, even though it may not be the truest reality, but from our perspective, that is the starting place. Now, Yesh Namadrega Elyona Yoser, there is a higher level that we hope to reach one day, is that Sheha'ani Hofech La'ayin, that the Ani turns into nothing. Now, if you look at the letters Aleph, Nun, Yud, and you turn them around, you rearrange them, you get the word ayin, which means nothing. And this is a point that was mentioned earlier on. Okay, so what's really interesting is really the greatest avodah zarah that exists in the entire world. The greatest avodah zarah is the ani, the me. Because in the ultimate sense, that's the main barrier between me and Hashem. All my issues, all my faulty mitos, all my arrogance, etc., etc. That is potentially the greatest avodah zarah. So we've got to be able to turn things around from the I to the nothing. Now, what is that exactly? Well, this is a level where a person is incapable of wanting anything besides what Hashem wants. This was the level of the patriarchs, meaning to say, not only is there no Yetzirah, but rather the Yetzirah is transformed to only want to do what Hashem wants to do. So, you know, Yetzirah is a ratzon, it's a strong desire. So you take that strong desire to do things for Hashem, right? Now, of course, doesn't mean to say a person won't make mistakes in judgment. But that's not a mistake in wanting. It's a mistake in judgment. And there's no longer any conflict between what I want and what Hashem wants. I want what Hashem wants. I could make a mistake and not know what Hashem wants. That's possible. That's always possible. That's already not such a terrible state because, you know, there is no conflict here. when there's a pure ani, the pure ani is in conflict with Hashem. I want this. I want that. I have a lot of wants. And Hashem has a lot of wants, so we have to try to broker a deal. Right? I want to make a lot of money. I want to be prestigious. I want this. I want that. And Hashem wants me to be an Orthodox Jew. Right? We have to come up with some kind of a deal. And there can be a tremendous amount of conflict. When it gets to the point is all I want is the Ratzon of Hashem, that means I'm an ayin. I'm nothing. And that really is the highest level we're looking for. And at that point, that's when you're finding the Hashem in you. Right? But that's not how things start. Right? But that's already the pathway we're seeing over here. So now, let's continue. Lifnei she'ara medaber ima rabbeinu shalom. So before a person speaks with Hashem, you have to start with the simplest point. So let's get back to that very first point. When a person wants to speak and instill within himself the first point that there is a creator, he doesn't start in the following way. You don't say, Hashem, I know that you exist, and I also know that you created the world. We're in the middle of chapter 14. Or a couple paragraphs before the subcategory of three steps, thought, speech, and action, about two paragraphs before that. Don't start by just talking to Hashem. Lifnei shu medaber rabbeinu shalom, before you speak with Hashem, alav levar kivyachol minakuda shel nifrados sheish bar olam. The person has to clarify, as it were, from the point of separation, that there's a creator. What does that mean? Person should first reflect, before you open up your mouth in the day, to talk to Hashem, and think the following. Does there really have to be a creator? Is it really so that there's a creator? Maybe, God forbid, there isn't. Right? Maybe there is nobody out there that I'm talking to. Elohim came. Wait a minute, but if that's a fact, Ketzad Nasa Dvar Melema, how did these words come by themselves? Right? The words just came by themselves? So what's going on over here? How did everything come in this world by itself? Right? So he has to say, well, you know, maybe I think there is a creator. Right? So he takes this point, Voracious in the beginning, Mevaro Sam Benel Vanatsu, clarifies between himself, until things become clear. He spends 2-3 minutes on this. Is there a creator? Is there not a creator? Okay? Because, you know, don't take it as a given. Rak Achrei came afterwards, Hubal Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he comes to Hashem and says, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Chashavti Sponanti, I really thought about this. Vanimeven Sheish Bar Li Olam, I know, I understand that there's a creator, and Yodeh Shatanim, so I know you're around. Okay, now this may sound silly to do this, right? But the main reason that we don't feel a connection with Hashem is because we don't do this. And we don't tell our kids to do this. And this is what the Hasidim HaRishonim that spent an hour were doing before davening. They have to strengthen themselves on these very basics. See, you know, this is given God. You know, it's not even real to us. So you have to go back and say, you know, is there really Hashem? Maybe this whole world came from nothing, you know. No. It shouldn't take hours. Just this is the first part. Hashem, I know you exist. Okay. Zenakuda Modaka Shitzarch Liklorosa. There's a very subtle point that you have to catch. You have to catch this subtle point. Kimeduma, it appears, Shemistovivim Ba'olam Astros Vulai Meos Bale Dimionos. It would appear to me there's tens, if not hundreds, of delusional people that are walking around. Because they lost this point. They lost this point. Hemidavrim Kolzman in Rabbeinu Shalom. They're speaking this whole time with Hashem, Aval Ein Ben Adam, but there's no person. Meaning to say, they're not alive themselves. So there's a break between the servant and the one that they are serving. Because if you don't get to the point where you say, okay, I have figured out that there is a God, That puts me in the equation. That put me in the equation. Not to say, you know, I know that you exist. I know you created the world. That's Hashem's part of the creation. I need my part to fully integrate and to go over that idea. Yeah, no, maybe there isn't a God. No, there is a God. Okay, yes, now I'm in the picture. But as long as you're out of the picture, if we lose this point, we're going to lose everything we're talking about. In other words, these people are skipping the ani part. You know, and you have to keep that ani part very strong. Right? And if the ani part is not there, then you aren't there when you are davening. In other words, you know, you're just saying words. That's part of the standard procedure, is to say words.
But how is that taking you out?
Because it's your mouth saying the words. You're not saying the words. You're not there. You do this every day. So you're a robot. You're not there. The robot of you is there. Right? Every day you daven. Because it goes on, press the button.
Because this is only
and there we go. Well, we're going to see in a lot of things. You've got to first be there. If you're not there, it's only Hashem that you're not involved. You're going to see in a minute, you know, where this becomes extremely important. You're going to see where this becomes important. But, you know, there's got, you have to have in your mind that there's a creator who exists, but he loves me. He gave me the Torah. It's me. I'm very much involved over here. Even though ultimately you're not in the picture, but you've got to start in the picture or you never get into the picture. Right? The prayer's got to be extremely personal. All right? You have to get into this mode for davening. You know, thinking about what the words mean doesn't mean anything about davening. That doesn't generate a connection to Hashem. Because the truth of the matter is, as I'm going to show you shortly, because really, you know, we don't want to daven. Most people just don't want to daven. Day in, day out. They don't. You know why? Because there's no ani. There's not the real me. If the real me isn't there, there isn't going to be the real desire that's coming up in the next section. If they're not the real desire, so then you're just pushing yourself. And that's the problem here. It's just, well, okay, there's this robot here who talks to God. And every morning at 6:45, I push the button, and the robot goes and starts talking to Hashem. I'm not really talking to Hashem. I'm reading pages. Just reading pages. So, you know, it's better just to continue because it becomes much clearer as he goes ahead over here. But the point he's making here, which is the real critical point of the thing, is how much of this process of davening are we involved in? I'll give you a different mashal, right? Those who like sports, right? Those who like sports, those who like fashion, right? You know, so if you're going to an important hockey game and you like hockey game, you are there. You are there. There's no question about it. You are totally connected to the event that's there and enjoying it. For reasons I still can't understand, my daughters like to shop for clothes. You know, they really like it at that age, right? They really like it. They just like to go to the mall and buy some clothes, and they're really into it. I can't stand it. But they're, you know, that's a big thing. And they're there. It's them. They're into it. Here it's like, you know, you got to do it. So you got to do it. Okay, I'm here. If I don't, I'm going to burn in hell. So, you know, so sometimes you really want to daven. If God forbid your whole life is falling apart and you figure you're going to be finished in the next 5 hours, then you're davening strong because you want to. But that's not real. That's not the real thing. Because that doesn't happen very often. That happens once in a blue moon. But on a day-in, day-out basis, nobody really wants to daven. Why? Because you're not there. And that's why he's saying this subtle point of, you know, you gotta, how do you put yourself into it? You gotta start thinking, you know, okay, you know, there's this Hashem business. So what does this Hashem business mean? Let me think, you know, am I just going on automatic pilot? No, maybe he doesn't exist. Like, does he really exist? You know, what do I think about it? And there's a big difference between saying, I know you exist, as opposed to I thought about it, I reflected about it, and I understand that there's a creator, and I know that you exist. There's a couple more steps that we've thrown in there that puts you into the equation. And that's an important aspect that's he's afraid is missing in all the stuff that we're talking about. Now it's so interesting. He's bringing this like after the essential things we talked about, but this idea of implanting emunah in you and speaking to Hashem. You know, the point is, it's got to be the real you talking to Hashem, not your mouth talking to Hashem. And that's what he's afraid is missing. So we'll continue the next page, next couple pages, and you'll see how he brings this out. Kuf Memalf. Gimel Shalavim. There's three steps. Machshava Dibur Maisa. Thought, speech, and action. Okay. Yesh Nakuda Nosefa Shechova Laskir. There's another point we have to mention. Amanasha Dvorim Yubru Mishalim. So that things become clear and well-grounded. But even Klali, in general, Yeshem Shlosh Levushim Lefeshavim, in general, there's three garments to a Jewish soul. Machshava Dibur Maisa, thought, speech, and action. Now, Kedei L'Dabar and Baruch Shalom, to speak with Hashem, ain't Tzarech Basi, you don't need action. But, Tzarech Amna Masiyah Shal Taryeg Mitzvahs, of Allah Baruch Shalom, Baruch Shalom. You do have to have action when we're talking about 613 mitzvahs, but not when you're talking to Hashem. Talking to Hashem is not a time of action. It's not a time. So that aspect we're not going to deal with in this discussion, the idea of action. There has to be action in the overall perspective of a Jew's life. It's very important action. Because of Ramban, like the Ramban says, any light that comes down needs to have a vessel. And the vessel is the action. In other words, he's speaking on the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, in Perek Beis, that says, "Im ta'iru v'im ta'iru es ha'ava ad shetichpotz." If it gets aroused, the love until you want, which he explains, the famous idea that if you're able to awaken love within the person, right, you shouldn't leave that feeling of love without connecting it to something. Ad shetichpotz, until if you arouse that love, it should be. Okay, so what are you going to do with it? Right? Immediately channel that love into a real action. Therefore, doing is very crucial. You get inspired for something, and you've got something. So now, do something. Concretize it. That's the utensil to catch something, is the action. Something good came out of it. But anyway, we're not talking about that now. So we're not going to deal with that now. Mashikain, Kidesha Adam Yuchal Adaber, but what is necessary for a person to speak, you need thought before you speak. Here's the point. If there's a thought before the speech, it, God forbid, is a level of that thinking. And then we're not human without the thinking. So let's reflect a little bit how we reach this stage of speech. Right? I mean, there was like a given that he didn't get to yet. He's talking about prayer, he's talking about talking, saying what we're supposed to say, what we're supposed to be trying to get out of prayer, right? And it's a training session. It's to develop your emunah Hashem. It's to be talking to Hashem. But wait a minute. You know, when does speech become speech? Right? That's what he talked about earlier in the book. You know, is it birds chirping? Or is it real human speech? Right? Is it soulful speech? Is it bird chirping speech? So the difference is going to be the machshava, that is the thought that is in before the talking. So let's see what he says. Adam yachol lachshov shnia, esr shnios, o esrim shnios. Person can think for a minute, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever. Umiyad lahaskel adaber. And then right away speak. Right. The haschola humidaber imatzmo. In the beginning he speaks with himself. And then he speaks to Rabbi Yishlot. Okay. Tsurazuhi bechinishal nefel. This could very well be a type of speech that's a nefel, that's a miscarriage. In other words, you blew it. A blown speech. Why? Because every level, every world, you got to build it. There's a process of building. If there isn't a solid basis of thought before the speech, he could be going too quickly from the world of thought to the world of speech. His thought can be a very shaky thought. And therefore the power of speech that is built on the power of thought is not very solid. And the whole structure is like a tower suspended in the air. Okay, so he's saying you could even think before you speak and it might not work because the thinking isn't right. Okay, so what kind of thinking do we need? What thinking do we need before the speech that it's a thought out speech that is already on a solid basis? So Reishis, so the beginning is, and it's really before every time you daven, every time you talk to Hashem. Adam Yodeh Shiyesh Rabbeinu Shalom. Okay, person knows Hashem. Humas Chalashu Kach. He begins to think about it. Hulom Adabar Klum. He doesn't say anything yet. Rak Mashavta Hu Choshev Mi Barasom. He just thinks, who created the world? That's all you're thinking about. You're thinking in your mind. Okay, next page. Chayev Shiyah Barasom. There's gotta be a creator. He thinks about things. Everyone thinks about as much time as you need. Until the intellect clearly knows that there is a Baruch Shalom. You got to go over that process. Think it through. Okay, is there? Is there not? Could there be? There's no creator. Maybe there is no creator. No. There has to be a creator. Why does there have to be a creator? Etc., etc. Okay, step one. Step two. B'shalav Hasheni, Ulokechas Enakud Azos Umedabar La Imasvo. He takes this point and he speaks it over to himself. Chashavti kach v'kach. I thought such and such. He's barley b'ber shesh b'olam. I have clarified there's a creator. Kim lo, because if not, mechen yesh yerech. Because where is the moon coming from? Mechen yesh kacham, where are their stars? Mechen yesh b'nan, where do people come from? Etc., etc. He speaks out that which he thought. Now what he's done in this process, he's put himself square middle in the picture here. And the third step, then he turns to Hashem and he begins to speak to him. Now there's a big difference over here. Why? Klomer. There have to be three steps in this process. Shalav Rishon, the first step is, he's bainus gemura. There's complete reflection. You got to think about the concept quite a bit. This is a full level of thought. Right? This is where, you know, the idea of the hisponenus comes into play. Before you daven. Shalav sheni, the second step, lachashu gomers as hashalav shal hisponenus, after you finish the level of reflection, humasl davamasl, he begins to speak with himself. And he's saying to himself, reish ribayin shalom, there is a God. Humanigasabira, he runs the capital. And he rose Ashkacha Baruch, so I see God's divine supervision. Okay, so you have woken yourself up to understand what this is, you know, your context and your involvement in relationship with Hashem. Uveshalav Ashlishi, and the third level, Humadav Rishon, he begins to speak to Hashem. Rabbi Yisrael, Berarti LaAtzmoshi, I've clarified there's a creator, Shato Nimsa, you exist. I've clarified to myself that you run the show. Everything comes to you, etc., etc., etc. If you skip the first two steps and jump to the third step, you can anticipate a complete falling. Even if you skip over the first step and go to the second step, you're going to be missing things as well. And it's not going to work. And what you got to solidify the you, that it's coming from you. And it only happens if you think about it and then say it over to yourself and then start talking to Hashem and come up with the conclusions that you made with Hashem, as opposed to jumping to the part where you're talking to Hashem and you can very well have skipped the you in the whole process over here. In other words, he's saying a fantastic idea. He's saying, you know, you could be talking to God without talking to God. That's what he's saying. And if you're missing that, then you're missing the whole thing. You get used to saying words. You can get used to even saying these words that I believe in you, Hashem, and you're not talking. That's what he's saying. So everything got to start from the beginning. Start thinking it through as if there was no God and come back and put everything, and that's putting your input into it. and that awakens you to be in the process. Now, there's still one more step we have to get to. Yeah?
Is this similar to saying Hashem's
Vasati Tah? It is much more. It's much more. This is much more. This is much more. It needs a lot of thinking. Now again, you know, this could happen during Pesukah Dezimra if you do it right, but not necessarily. Not necessarily, but there's this thinking before you're going to daven. Before you start the show, you should sit down for a couple minutes at least and just think this through. You know, okay, listen, you know, I mean, again, that's why, you know, the people with a half an hour of hispanics before davening, where they're getting themselves into the zone. You're waking yourself up into the zone. And now that I'm in the zone, I'm here. It's like really, he's saying, you know, a lot of times we just aren't there. We're not there. Our bodies are here. Our mouths are here. But we're not here. And if you're not here, so how is prayer developing the relationship? He said the most important part is the fact you're talking to Hashem. But he said we're really not talking to Hashem. It's the mouthpiece. It's the machine, the robot that's talking to Hashem. And we're not there. If we're not there, it isn't going to work. Yeah?
This is a great idea, but part of the problem really is that when you want to speak to somebody, you really love them and you want to speak to them, you don't read a script. You speak to their heart. Part of the problem is we're robots because they read a script. We read that script 3 times a day, every day.
Right, and
what else can you end up doing when you start reading the script?
Now, there's nothing wrong with reading a script if you're reading the script. The problem is you're not reading the script. Your mouth is reading the script.
When you read the same script day in and day out.
No, no, it's not just reading. Your mind has to be thinking about what you're reading. Remember, we said this is a exercise in emunah. Whatever you're saying, you should be thinking about what you're saying as you're saying it. Hashem is Rofei Chol Amo Yisrael. And while you're saying the words, you know, that means you really do heal me, even though it seems that the doctor is healing me, but it's your healing. You're reviewing concepts of Amunah. It's more than just the mouth. It's more than just the mouth, right? You're reinforcing your Amunah. You know, you can say the same script to your wife every day, I love you. If you feel it and mean it, that's fine. That's fine. The rabbis are saying this is the points you need to work on every day. Every day you have to work on these ideas because we're really not so strong in those ideas. So, you know, so really it needs a lot more reflection while we're saying the davening. But, you know, and really, really needs more time. But it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. Everybody's in a big rush. Everybody's in a big rush. So, that's what he said. We look at everyone as a privilege. The fact I'm saying these words, I'm thinking about these words, and I'm integrating this into my consciousness, that's what's supposed to be happening while, and because it's the same, you should be able to get some success in this. If every day was a new thing, it's a new topic, I'd have to start all the way from scratch to even think about this topic and to integrate the topic. Since it's the same topics, it's not something brand new, so it takes less time. Imagine if every day is a brand new topic, you'd need 5-6 hours to think about it.
He's right about the repetition really does. Repetition is a challenge in itself.
And you know, your heart. You don't,
it is a challenge.
Okay, so if you would think, okay, I'm talking about refuah, think about your body, think about your breathing, think about these things. You know what? Every day there are important things you need. And not to take it for granted. And that's what the tefillah is trying to bring out. Don't take it for granted. You're breathing today, okay? Don't take it for granted. Right? But somehow we're able to eat supper every day. Same cereal every day.
We don't eat the same thing every day.
For breakfast, every day the same thing. It's every day. And within a week, it's the same thing. Within a week, it's Monday again. Hamburger on Monday again. In and out. Right? So I'm saying there's the idea of looking at the same thing and being amazed by the same thing if you would think about it. If you would think about it. Again, I'll say, people go to sporting events day in, day out. At the end of the day, it's the same stupid thing every day. Did the ball go in the net or not? I mean, there's not a lot of variety in it. Either he checked him, didn't check him, got a goal, didn't get a goal. Stupendous goal, not stupendous goal, wins by 2 points, wins by 1 point, wins by 3. I've seen it 1,000 times already. There's no new scenarios anymore. There isn't. There really isn't. You know, there's no, you know, once you've seen a couple last minute finishes, you know, by the 75th last minute, but somehow they're really excited about it. You know why? Because they're in it. You're in it. When you're in it, it's great. When you're not in it, then it's this artificial thing. It's I recognize, I feel that you're my doctor. I feel that you're giving me life and breath. I feel that you're giving me the wisdom. And you reflect on the, as a matter of fact, today when I said a very clever thing, I know that you gave me that clever thing. I know tonight I need to say a clever thing. But we're totally detached from, we don't even come in, that's the point he's saying. You're saying all this because you're not in it. If you'd be in it, you wouldn't say that. None of us would say it. But we're not in it. When you're not in it, it's a super, if you're totally focused, and this is my life, and my life is important, and my relationship with Hashem is important, and I'm reflecting on what you're doing. That's what he's saying, is we're missing that step, and that's why we're saying, you know, it's just saying the same words. You know, at work, Shelly, I don't think you do anything, you know, you've been doing your job for many years, and you do it well, right? You know, are there any of these like, wow, you know, I never came across this before, you know, in dealing with a client, right? You know, it's like, it's basically the same routine. It's going to be client A, client B, client C. It's going to be this big computer, this big, you know, there's only so many computers you sell. Whatever you're doing, it's pretty much the same thing, right? Isn't it? At the end of the day, I guess. Sometimes people give you a harder time. Let's go, okay, this guy, he's going to be a hard client. Okay, this is a hard client, I go in this mode. This one's an easy client. Why are you not bored with it? You know why? Because if you don't do it, you don't get paid and you die. So you're kind of into it a little bit. You know, you just say, you know, you go, okay, Mr. Schwartz, you know, you can get seven of these and it'll cost you so and so and blah, 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 blah. And of course, if you, you can get the other model and it's this and that and that and that and that. And that. Right, and while you're talking, and by the way, I have to go shopping and I have to buy a few things. I mean, back to your computer sense, they'll fire you, and you know they'll fire you, because you know that you're only as good as your last client, right? But you're in it, and you'll do the same boring thing because you are in it. In davening, we're not in it, and therefore we say it's the same thing. Right? If we would spend the time to think, you know, is there a creator? Is there not a creator? You know, what does that mean that there's a creator? That means without him, I'd be dead. That means if he wasn't watching me every second, I'd be dead. And that I should be more involved in what I'm doing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Just get yourself awake. And you are there. So when you're there, then what you have to say will be meaningful, even if it's the same thing. Because you realize without this health, I'm dead. Without this intelligence, I get fired. And without Hashem's help, I won't succeed. And that's the real truth. The problem is, you know, if you realize, you know, I'm going to have a day in the office. If Hashem isn't in the office with me, it ain't going to be a good day today. And I need to get Hashem into the office with me. And I'm only going to get into the office if I start praying right now. But you're just, it's just pages. It's not you. That's why it's a problem. Well, we're capable of doing a lot of things over and over if we enjoy it, and I'm into it, which really gets us to the next point. The next point is a critical point. And that's what it's like. This is a very frustrating chapter because he's leaving the most important thing to the end. I don't know. Again, I'm not chasro, I'm criticizing him, but sometimes if you make the important point first, the rest digests easier. But here's the real point. Okay, did we finish this? Yeah. Next subcategory, Birur Nekudas HaRatzon, clarifying the point of desire. Here's the point. Elu Shloshes HaShlom Sheyeshnam. These are the three steps, right? To think it through yourself, say it to yourself, and then say it to Hashem. Achlamita Shavdav Yeshna Shalav Nasa, but there's really another step. The first step, Amok Yosser, much deeper, Shu HaKoyim L'Kol, that comes from everything else, where HaRatzon, that's the desire. A person starts first step. Okay, is there a creator? Is there not a creator? So wait a minute. That's a machbat lo bechlal and yesh berlam hoshen. What does it bother you if there's a creator or not? We made a big assumption. Even thinking ourselves. Did Hashem create the world? What the heck do I care if there's a creator or not? Mama Neo Solversa. What is pushing me to clarify if there's a creator? Why are we learning this book? Because the rabbi's got us trained to get up at 6 o'clock, and he said we got to learn Torah. And you know, because if we learn Torah, he's promising us a candy at the end of the day. You know, we're going to get to Olam Haba. Like, why do I care? Hapachad meganim. I'm afraid we're going to burn in hell. That's why I'm clarifying the Hashem. You know, choser sipuk nafshi. Maybe I'm just a dissatisfied person, an unhappy person. I thought this book's going to make me happy. Ulai rots not slacha. Maybe I want to succeed in life. Mamani, what's pushing him? Right. Hein l'chol davar shem chayshev alav bor sheshiba umeniya shemach masam hu chayshev. Anything a person thinks about, for sure, it's got to be a reason that's pushing him to think that way. Right? You should, like reflect on your thinking once. It's scary. You know, you're thinking about something. What are you thinking about? Okay, when you know what you're thinking about, then the scary part, why are you thinking about that? Right? Yivol adam v'yavakshim en alakshav ke'es makarib v'kafrisin v'yir plonis. If you ask a guy, what do you think about what's happening in Cyprus? Right? What do you think about it? What do you think about the matzav in Cyprus? Who varinay say? Zaloy man, I say I'm not interested. I need lo garba kafrisin. I don't live in Cyprus. Vol nakiris adam shagar sham shabakashta she is anyenbo. And I don't know anybody in Cyprus that you're asking me to think about Cyprus. I couldn't give a damn about Cyprus. Well, let's really talk about Cyprus. I don't want to. There's nothing there I need. Right? People want to talk to me about Europe. I couldn't care less about Europe. The whole place should burn down. I don't want to hear about anything. Eiffel Tower, it's all crazy wickedness. I'm not interested at all. I have no interest. At all. I got no problem with time. I got lots of time now. I'm on vacation. I'll be on vacation soon, right? I got some time. I'm not in a rush. I don't want to know anything about Cyprus. Well, you ask him less. Well, I wouldn't agree to think about it. I'm not interested. Right? There is something called interest. Kidei shiti his anus, so there should be interest. There has to be a connection and a specific yearning and desire for the thing. You know, unfortunately, you know, when you talk about Eretz Yisrael, it's beginning to get into that mode too. For certain people. They're not interested in what's going on there. It's just wrong. It doesn't have any relevance to them. It's not, there was a time where it was more interesting. Now it's not interesting. You know, and you don't look at all about it. Right? So you're only going to talk about things that you're interested in. Right? People talk about sports because this is what Shlomo Melech said. You know, you can smelt gold and silver and know what it's worth, but I know what a person's worth. Listen to what they get excited about. Listen to what they're excited about. Then you know what kind of person he is, right? So the point is, like, why are you thinking about it? Kishadam evar sheish brosh. A person is clarifying that there is a God, right? With this whole book. Rashi's called a love levar, madur, rots levar. So she says, why are you bother clarifying it? Why are you bother doing this? V'miyomer Adam. And first I'll say, wait a minute. Harim hayinu mistavavim baruchov uponim lo nashim shayim asamim heim yodim sheishim boim shaloylam. What, a person may respond to you, wait, don't put me on the spot. You know, if we go in the street now as an on-the-scene reporter, we're interviewing random secular Jews. And we ask him, do you know that there's a creator? No. Go to Westmount Collegiate, into the public school there. Go to grade 12 student. Do you know if there's a creator? If I had roommate money, they'd say, Zaloman Yenosi, Imyesh Oin. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't interest me if there is or isn't. Michael, what do I care? Ani Chaitov, my life is good. So now you're asking the Frum Jew who's learning this book, and he's getting a little nervous that Tzaddik is asking us, why are you doing this? He says, what are you bothering me? If I'd go anywhere else, most Jews aren't even interested in opening this book. Isn't it enough that I'm interested? A little bit? That I've been talking about it? Now, lay off. Don't push me. Don't push me so hard that, you know, why am I thinking about it? It's good enough I'm thinking about it. Nobody else is thinking about it. That's a mistake. You got to ask yourself, how are you different than the kid in Westmount? How are you different than your neighbor next door who's a secular Jew? What makes you different than him? What is it? And you want to know that there is a Bar Elam. Hey, Kivin Shabbos, it's because your father told you there's God. That's why you're interested. Ulai Zukosim, is that the whole reason? Ulai Mishum Shu Ro Bechush She'ein Zanachem? Or maybe, you know, he can sense that it's just not right. Ulai Hu Stam Mefach Me'am, maybe he's just, I'm just afraid of not burning in hell. O She'ein Amot Sipuk Me'am Adin, or maybe I'm just not satisfied with this world, and it's a form of escapism. I'm leaving my miserable state of life, so I can just think about God, and maybe that'll make me feel better. Mama Neo Solis is what's pushing you to want to talk about this? Now, this is really a heavy question, and I'm really a little bit disappointed he really isn't going to flesh this out so much. He's like leaving it. He's going to tell us how to build a Ratzon, but he's brought him to a real scary thing. You really think about it, it's like really scary. You're getting into this is getting into the who you are part. Right, but I'm saying this is the who you are, isn't it? Is this the who you are? You know, you're doing all this. You don't even know why you're doing it. What do you mean? You daven because you got to daven. Why? What do you mean why? Everybody davens. If you're not, you don't daven. A frum Jew davens. I'm a frum Jew. Frum Jew davens. So why are you doing it? You got to talk to Hashem. Why do you got to talk to Hashem? Well, it's important. Why is it important? But keep asking questions until there are no more questions to ask. Why is it? What do you mean? Why is it important? I want to be close to Hashem. Yeah, why? What do you mean? Why I want to be close to Hashem? That's what the book says. No, but why do you want to be close to Hashem? I don't know. I'm having a bad relationship with my spouse. I don't have any friends. I'm lonely. Maybe Hashem will give me a little company. Really, is that the reason why? What if you had friends? Would you not talk to Hashem? I mean, you could do this for an hour. This is what real hisponus is. Why are you gonna start davening today? And he can say, you know what? I really don't have a good reason. Really? You know, I don't know why I'm davening. Boy, that's scary. But there's a creator who says I should daven. He must know something I don't know. What is it I don't know? And I don't know who I am. Everyone's intelligent enough to do this. But how often do we do it? Do you see where the eye is missing now? See, it would have helped if we would have said this a half an hour ago. But you're not here. You haven't come to play. There's this body. There's this body called Yossi Michalowicz. There's this mouth that belongs to Yossi Michalowicz. And he just opens it. And it goes. But Yossi Michalowicz hasn't showed up to pray today. Then you're wondering why you don't get inspired by saying the same words. You wonder why 45 minutes later you're the same person who walked out and just, you know, you paid your dues. Okay, I mean, Hashem will reward us to some extent for this. But this is what's really, this is why, you know, we're not thrilled and excited for davening. You know, because it's okay, let's try to get it over with as quickly as possible. Because we haven't been brought to the game. Right? And that's what he continues. And says, right? Where am I up to now? Yeshna omek lifnim me omek b'inyin zeh shel ratzon. There's a deeper aspect in this area of ratzon. Avol gamim adam lo higia la'akara madur ratzeh. Even if a person has not reached the level of knowing why he wants, chayv shir borlo shemes who ratzeh v'rasad over, at least you should want to clarify why you want it. In other words, you're doing this, why, do you want to do this? I guess I want to do this. Why do you want to do this? I don't know. Okay, you know what? At least I want to know why I want to know. Do we at least want to know why we want to know why we want to daven? Am I losing on this? You understand? You're davening. Why are you davening? I don't really know. Okay, so what are you going to do about it? I don't know. Oh, would you like to know why you're davening? Yeah, I would like to know why I want to daven. Okay, maybe we should start working on that. Okay. What do I do? you see, this is scary. I don't know if this is a good thing to do before davening, because everyone's going to say, why am I davening now? Let's pack it up. Let's go home. So you know what? You already have what to daven for. You already have what to daven. You should daven massive universe. I don't know what in the world I'm doing here. I don't know what I'm here. I don't know why I've come here for the last 50 years. I really don't know. Hashem, please help me that I should know. And I don't even want to know why I'm here. I'm just used to doing it. Hashem, help me that I should at least want to know why I'm here. And then maybe when I begin to think about it, maybe I'll even know why I'm here. Hashem, why am I saying the same bracha 3 times a day, 600 times a year, 900 times a year, and it doesn't make an impression on me once? And Hashem, you know, and this has to be important because it's in your Torah, and you want me to do this. And the holy rabbis know what's going on, and they know something I don't know. Can you please help me that I should feel what they're feeling and begin to feel, or at least want to feel what they're feeling? I don't even want to feel what they're feeling. I just feel I don't do it. I'm not a good Jew. So this is a scary thing. So, you know, he will continue. He'll give us some answers over here. But to daven for a ratzon is a big thing. And that's where the hisbonenus comes into play. And that's why, like, this whole prayer thing, it really is going to hinge on this wanting. We can read all these details and these steps and these wonderful concepts. But if the ratzon isn't there, we're heading for a tremendous disaster. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, Hashem should help us, Mamash should help us, that we really want to want and to know what we want and why we want.